It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Topic for today is the power of his resurrection. Our memory verse is from Ephesians 1 verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? When Apostle Paul said that he wanted to know the power of his resurrection in Philippians 3:10, he was saying that he wanted to know the power that raised Jesus from the dead. There is a power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That power, according to Romans 8 verse 11, is the power of the Holy Spirit, the power that can quicken your mortal body. That power is still available to the children of God even after Jesus Christ died, rose, and went to heaven. It is a great thing to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. However, there is an experience and encounter that goes far beyond being baptized in the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues, but speaking in tongues is not enough. You need to be baptized by fire too. Speaking in tongues is wonderful, and I encourage it, but you can't go to some nations, get into their marketplaces, and start speaking in tongues and think you will win souls for Christ. You might lose your head or spend the rest of your life in prison. You need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Whether you believe it or not, every force that is in heaven or earth or underneath the earth is subject to that power that raised Jesus from the dead. This is why the world fears Pentecostalism. If there was one dead fellow that the devil did not want to rise, it was Jesus Christ, because he knew that if Christ rose from the dead, he was finished. However, that power that raised Jesus from the dead was so powerful that with all the things the devil tried in Matthew 27, 62-66, Jesus still rose from the dead. He is higher than all principalities and powers, and his rising from the dead opened the door for you and me also to be higher than them. Ephesians 2:6 says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.